Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom, picking up further on our analysis of the second Mishnah of the sixth Perek of Bava Kama. So take a look back for a moment at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Nun He Amud Bet, and you'll see that the Mishnah in the next clause states, Nafla Leginah V'Nehenet Mishalemet Mashenenet Yardakar Akav Hizika Mishalemet Mashihizika. And that's what we will analyze today. So if the animal fell into a garden and got some sort of benefit, then it pays for just the benefit. But if it went in a normal way and did damage, then it has to pay for the damage. Now, the Gemara, back on Nun Zayin Amud Bet, says as follows. Rav says that's only talking about a case where the animal fell into the garden and its blow was cushioned by the vegetables that it destroyed. He says something that sounds quite remarkable, which is if the animal went in, fell in, and then ate the vegetables, it wouldn't even have to pay for that. So, if you recall, Rav, in the previous parak, stated that when an animal comes into someone else's backyard and eats some food, even if he was brought in birshut, and the animal dies as a result, the owner of the food is, the owner of the yard is not liable because who told the animal to eat. And then we discussed that in the context of putting poison in front of an animal, etc. And that was Rav Shita. So now, it sounds like Rav is saying the same thing here. We said, who told the animal to eat? But here, Amri Hachi Ashta, let's think about this. When do we apply the principle of Hayalo Shalotochal? That's when the animal gets hurt. The owner of the food can say, I'm not going to pay for the damage to the animal. The animal shouldn't have eaten. But who says that the animal would be exempt from paying for damages caused to others by eating up its food? That's a cross hybridization, if you will, of the principle in the wrong direction. Ella. When Rav said nechpata, he didn't mean only nechpata. He meant even nechpata. Certainly, if an animal eats, it has to pay for what it benefited. Just like Shane b'shusarabim, but if the animal just fell and hurt the vegetables, it fell into a garden and fell on the vegetables and crushed them, and that was the only damage done, I could argue that the owner of the field was effectively protecting this animal, and that's called mavriach arim yichse chaviro. When a lion comes to attack somebody else's property and you shoo the lion away and scare the lion away, you have now no claim of financial remuneration from the fellow who you saved. And that's a sugya that we dealt with in the Darim. And therefore, we'd say, if the animal fell into my garden and it was saved from damage because my vegetables were there to cushion the blow, maybe it shouldn't pay me anything. Why don't I indeed say that argument? The answer is, Mavriach Ari Nechse Chaver Midatahu. The answer is, Mavriach Ari is when I know what I'm doing and I intentionally go out and help you out. That's my own volition. Hi, Lav Midato. Here, this animal fell in. My vegetables happen to be there. The other thing is that when somebody chases away a lion, he doesn't lose by that. Maybe he risks himself, but he doesn't lose. Hi, Lipseda. This fellow actually lost some of his vegetables, some of his fruit. Okay, second piece is Hechinafal. How did the animal fall in? Why did the animal slip? Slipped on its own urine, as an example. Rav Amar, and that could be anything, it's just an example, tripped on his own tail. Rav Amar shetachavta chaverta, that another animal pushed it in. So Rava, who claims that in this case it's called nafal, and you have limited liability, so kol shekin shuchlag chuklakav meraglah, he'll certainly agree that with Kahana's presentation, that's limited liability. But Rav Kahana, who says that we're talking about a case where it tripped on its own urine, pasha. But if another animal pushed it, then that's already pshia and should have to pay full damages. Why? Damarle, the owner of the field who got damaged, should say, you should have taken care that your animals go in single file. The fact that you put them broadly across, and as a result, one of them pushed it over and it fell into my field, that's a pshia on your part. Okay, I'm Rav Kana. Lo shanu ela ba'ota arugah. Rav Kana says that we limit the limitation, as it were, of saying you only have to pay for hana to the particular bed it fell in. So if an animal fell into a bed and ate some of it or was cushioned by it and destroyed it and then got up and started eating other things in the field, then he would have to pay for the other things full damage. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Mi'aruga L'aruga. Rav Yochanan says once it fell into the field, even from one bed to another, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, even for a few hours, Ad Shetetzev V'Tachzor L'Dat, until we see it leave, and then we see it come back in. Slight twist on this is Amar Papa Lo Teima Ad Shetetzev L'Dat Tachzor L'Dat. You don't have to see it leave and see it come in. Kevin Shetzev L'Dat. The minute that you see it left, Afilu Pisha Chazor Shelo L'Dat, even if it came in and we didn't see it, my time. Amar Le Kevin De Alpha, the owner of the field, says to the owner of the animal, once you saw it left, call Emat to Mishtam Talahata Marhata. Once it gets away, you know it's going to run back here because it already got used to this field. And therefore, you really have to guard it more carefully, and you didn't do so, now you're fully liable for Nezek. Okay, Yarda Kadarka Vizika, the second piece that we saw, was if the animal goes down in the normal way and does damage, Mishalem and Maishizika, then it has to pay for full damages. Bari Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Yarda Kadarka Vizika Bameleida. Let's say it went in the normal way. But then it damaged, it didn't do any damage, but the animal was giving birth, and some of the afterbirth, or the birth water, whatever it was, caused damage to the field. Mahu. Now, leave it, Amanda Martchato B'Shivasov Monos Chayev L'Tibayilach. There's no question whatsoever, according to the opinion that says, that Tchilato B'Shivasov Monos Chayev. Because, after all, allowing the animal to get in a normal way, was a pshia. The fact that afterwards it damaged Ba'ones, doesn't matter. We're only asking according to the opinion that says that if it starts out as a pshia, but the actual damage is caused by an onus, like the goat climbing up to the roof and then just falling off and breaking vessels, is pater, then my. Do we say here that this is really an onus at the end? Maybe this isn't entirely a pshia. Why? The kevin to kachazi to krival al melad. Since the owner knows the animal is about to give birth, he boile lintura lastamure begava. Maybe he had to really watch this animal more carefully because this animal is about to give birth. And one of the things that happens is also the stuff comes out of the animal. It could damage. And the answer here is teiku. So if we accept the position that tchilato b'shia v'sofa ba'ones is pater, then in a case like this, we really would not know whether it's chayiv or putter. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up and finish our study of Mishnah Bet and take it all the way to the end of the Gemara on Daf Nun Ten Amud Bet. In the meantime, we'll pause here at the beginning of Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.